This is the Middle East Debrief by Atlas News. Hello and welcome to the Middle East Debrief by Atlas News, where we give an in-depth breakdown of this week's top stories from the region. Welcome, listeners, to today's episode. Starting off, we'll delve into the recent interception of an Iranian weapons shipment by the U.S. Coast Guard in the Arabian Sea. This event adds another layer of complexity to the ongoing conflict in Yemen and raises important questions about regional security. On January 28, the Coast Guard vessel, Clarence Sutphin Jr., operating under U.S. Central Command, CENTCOM, intercepted a dhow carrying a significant haul of weaponry. The seized cargo included components for medium-range ballistic missiles, explosives, military communication equipment, and other lethal aid allegedly destined for Houthi rebels in Yemen. This incident marks the second confirmed weapons seizure by CENTCOM since operations against the Houthis began in January. It comes amid rising tensions in the region, fueled by Houthi attacks on commercial shipping and Iran's continued support for the rebel group. CENTCOM emphasizes that this shipment violates UN Security Council Resolution 2216, which imposes an arms embargo on the Houthis. Commander Michael Eric Kurilla condemns Iran's actions as malign activity and a threat to international security. It's crucial to remember the first seizure on January 11th, which also involved missile components. Tragically, two Navy SEALs lost their lives during that operation due to rough seas. Their deaths underscore the risks involved in these interdictions. Many may wonder why a Coast Guard vessel was operating in the Middle East. The Coast Guard has legal authority to enforce international law in international waters, making them valuable assets in combating illegal activities like weapons smuggling. Additionally, they often collaborate with the Navy, as seen in this case where Coast Guard boarding teams conducted the inspection. This latest seizure highlights the ongoing struggle to curb Iran's arms proliferation and its impact on regional stability. It raises concerns about potential escalation and the involvement of external powers in the Yemeni conflict. The intercepted weapons shipment serves as a stark reminder of the complex and volatile situation in the Arabian Sea. While the exact consequences remain unclear, this event underscores the need for diplomatic solutions and de-escalation to prevent further bloodshed and ensure the safety of international shipping and personnel. Next, we delve into the recent missile attack on the British commercial ship Rubimar by Houthi rebels in the Red Sea, raising concerns about escalating tensions and economic consequences. On February 23, Houthi forces targeted the Rubimar near the Bab al-Mandab Strait, causing significant damage and forcing the crew to abandon ship. The attack claimed responsibility by Houthi spokesperson Yahya Saraya emphasized targeting the vessel as part of a military operation against British interests. Thankfully, the crew were rescued unharmed by a nearby Singaporean vessel, demonstrating the critical role of maritime cooperation in such situations. However, the attack raises serious concerns about the safety of commercial shipping in this vital trade route. The Houthis claim their attacks target vessels associated with Israel, citing support for Palestinian causes and opposition to perceived regional aggression. However, their actions disrupt vital trade through the Red Sea, impacting global economies. Attacks like this lead to shipping companies rerouting through Africa, increasing journey times and freight costs. This ultimately affects consumers worldwide, as illustrated by the surge in container shipping costs reported by Freightos. This event highlights the complex interplay of regional conflicts, economic interests, and international security. It underscores the need for diplomatic solutions and de-escalation to prevent further damage to infrastructure, disruption to trade, and loss of life. Now, we'll discuss the recent Houthi claim of shooting down another American MQ-9 Reaper drone in Yemen, further intensifying tensions in the already volatile region. On February 24, Houthi spokesperson Yahya Saraya announced the downing of an American drone near Al-Hudaydah, accusing it of conducting hostile missions on behalf of Israel. He emphasized the Yemeni armed forces' readiness to take further action in defense of their territory. While footage suggests an interception, confirmation and details remain elusive. This isn't the first Houthi claim. Back in November, a similar incident involving a Reaper drone sparked international attention. While the U.S. military remained silent, officials confirmed the interception in international airspace over Yemeni waters. Wreckage later confirmed the downed drone. These events highlight the escalating conflict between the Houthis and the U.S.-backed coalition. The Houthis view themselves as fighting against foreign intervention and Israeli influence, while the U.S. supports the Yemeni government against the Houthi insurgency. This complex interplay fuels tensions. The lack of U.S. confirmation and independent verification leave questions unanswered. However, the potential for increased drone downings raises concerns. Further incidents could lead to harsher responses, escalating the conflict and jeopardizing civilian lives. The effectiveness of U.S. drone operations against the Houthis might be challenged, impacting regional security. The downings could complicate already tenuous diplomatic efforts to reach a ceasefire and end the Yemeni conflict. The conflict in Yemen transcends regional borders. It disrupts trade routes, impacts food security, and fuels migration, affecting populations worldwide. Finally, the recent escalation of Houthi attacks against commercial shipping vessels in the Red Sea has raised serious concerns about the economic, environmental, and humanitarian impact of the ongoing conflict in Yemen. The United States State Department has strongly condemned the Houthi attacks, calling them reckless and indiscriminate. They further designated the Houthis as a specially designated global terrorist, citing their attacks on U.S. military forces and international maritime vessels. This designation highlights the severity of the situation and emphasizes the international pressure on the Houthis to cease their actions. The attacks are having a crippling effect on global trade, with shipping costs skyrocketing and major companies suspending operations in the Red Sea. This disruption is impacting the delivery of essential goods like food and medicine, particularly in war-torn Yemen and other vulnerable countries in the region. The Houthis claim their actions are aimed at pressuring countries they believe are aiding Israel, but the reality is that innocent civilians are bearing the brunt of their attacks. The targeting of vessels carrying fuel and fertilizer raises concerns about potential environmental damage, including oil spills and disruptions to the Yemeni fishing industry. These incidents could have long-term consequences for the delicate ecosystem of the Red Sea and the livelihoods of those who depend on it. The escalation of violence threatens to derail the fragile peace process in Yemen, which has been painstakingly negotiated for the past 2 years. The Houthis' actions are alienating the international community and jeopardizing the possibility of a peaceful resolution to the conflict. The United States, alongside other countries, has vowed to take action to protect freedom of navigation and commercial shipping in the Red Sea. This may include increased naval patrols, sanctions, and diplomatic pressure. However, finding a solution that addresses the root causes of the conflict and ensures humanitarian aid reaches those in need remains a critical challenge. The Houthis claim their attacks are in response to the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and the perceived siege on Gaza. However, experts believe their ultimate goal is to exert economic pressure on Israel and its allies by disrupting Red Sea trade. While the Houthis have legitimate grievances, their methods are causing immense harm to innocent people and jeopardizing regional stability. Finding a peaceful resolution to the conflict in Yemen requires a multi-pronged approach. This includes addressing the humanitarian crisis, de-escalating the violence, and finding a political solution that addresses the underlying grievances of all parties involved. The international community must work together to find a way forward that protects civilians, promotes stability, and ensures the free flow of goods and humanitarian aid. This has been the Middle East Debrief by Atlas News.